Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Sam Mazzani. What up?
We're locked down.
Still.
This is episode number 63.
Justin is getting a better microphone.
One day.
Next episode.
Yes. And in this, look, in this episode, we take a look at the everyday, ordinary, common house cat. To figure out if there's actually more going on there than meets the eye.
Oh, I'm into this one already. Sam,
yeah,
too.
How'd you know that?
I'll throw my boys a bone.
My cat's on my desk right now.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Sam
and Shane
are cat boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had my cat. They're in the other room right now.
I discovered something about cats recently that blew my mind.
All right.
I was like, the boys will like this. So we're going to talk.
Well, before we get into that, you guys watch Plandemic?
No,
didn't watch it. I don't.
Damn it. None of us watch it. We're the worst conspiracy podcast ever. Fuck.
We're a comedy podcast that talks about conspiracies.
I've seen so many people like, if you mention Plandemic, you're canceled. Get out of my life. I'm like, whoa. Right?
Wow.
I saw a New York comedian friend of ours who just got roasted for asking.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah. Boys, it's like so, you know, it's crazy.
She's nice, though.
Yeah, I like her.
The more I read it, the more I find out about her, the more I'm convinced she's, is she MAGA? I think she is.
Might be. Hmm. Well, listen, we had a big MAGA moment down in Raleigh.
Because hell yeah, dude. Raleigh's sick.
Raleigh, we had these armed militiamen show up in, I would say, one of the nicer historic neighborhoods in Raleigh. They claim they were there to protect Civil War graves.
You're talking about the other thing.
No, this is what we were talking about earlier. Like,
is
these
it?
Guys,
the same guys? They went to Subway after?
They met in Oakwood, and they marched downtown.
So,
and basically, there's a law in North Carolina that you cannot protest and have a gun. So they were like, we're not protesting. We're just carrying guns. And the cops were like, all right, well, that's legal.
That's crazy.
So they went into Subway.
Wow, what a weird
Law.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You can protest, and you can have a gun. But you can't have a gun and protest at the same time. So these guys just went to Subway.
That's wild.
Yes, in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I saw the picture, and I first was like, damn, it looks familiar. But also I was like, man, all Subway's probably – because I saw it.
Subways look the same.
I saw the picture first and did not – out of context. I just saw it on Reddit, and I was like, damn, that's nuts. Also, it looks kind of familiar. But I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then I was on Twitter later that day. And then someone posted about it, and then they said that's the Subway that is next to the bar that I would go to in college and get fucking shit hammered in. And then I would go hang out, but I would go get food at the Subway because they'd be open on the weekend until 3 or 4 o'clock, and it's the only thing that's open after the bar's closed. And it's right there, so you just go in.
Yeah, and, Shane hosts a comedy show, right?
Next door to that. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're ever in Raleigh.
Show downstairs underneath that one.
Yeah. And yeah, it's for those that are not seeing this or not watching this on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
The dude's got a bazooka on his back.
Yeah.
Real bazooka? It looks like a real one.
Yeah, it's a real bazooka. And he's got a gun. You can't see it, but he's
Oh, yeah. It's under his arm.
He's got it under his arm. He's got a semi automatic AKR, whatever that thing is.
What kind of bullets does a bazooka take?
Bazooka bullets.
Projectile.
Yeah. Hey, can you make a semi-automatic bazooka?
Rocket-propelled grenades.
RPGs.
Big old floppy dicks out of there.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Which it sucks for these fucking guys that work at that Subway.
Oh, yeah. This guy might have the virus and he's got a bazooka? Yeah.
Making fucking
know how they have that special where it's like a certain number of footlongs before 2 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you make that special like go longer, you know?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think
they'll sell you, you could buy
it. It used to be a special that ended at like earlier in the day or something like that. And it was like,
it was a finite amount, so like we have 200 $5.
No. It's just like until 2 p.m. Until 2 p.m. You know this sub.
Like, what?
You walk in there with a bazooka, and you're like, "I think I get that special." Like,
yeah.
Why don't more businesses do a finite amount? Is that just because it's easy to lie?
Yeah, I don't know.
I already sold the $205 footlongs, but we can give you this one for $7.
Yeah.
That's
wild.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, pretty
walking
cool.
Walking around with guns is cool. You think an open container is fun?
I think it's cool walking around with a bazooka. That's pretty chill. I think the gun thing is lame. Like going around with a assault rifle. But dude, that's commit. I commend anybody's level of commitment to any sort of cause where he bought a bazooka specifically for this reason. There's no way you have that. Like, there's no other reason you have it.
Here's my theory.
That's a statement piece. You know,
it is. You'd buy that for a specific reason. Although, what was the reason?
Here's my theory. Is you look at these guys, and this guy, you're in Sam, if you're watching this online, most of these guys, they don't do well with the ladies. And
you don't think so? I was fucking.
Wait. Hear me
out. Biggest bazookas.
Here, listen, hear me out though. For 99% of women, maybe 98%, 99%, walking around with an automatic rifle or a bazooka strapped to you is a huge turnoff. But for the 1-2% that it's not a turnoff, it is a massive, massive turnoff.
No middle ground on that?
No middle ground. If
it's a bazooka.
Yeah, you're right? Either super not you're, into it, you're
yeah,
super into it.
There are women like, I like a man that just ain't afraid to walk around with a gun.
With a bazooka.
With a bazooka. Well,
I was watching Sopranos, and Tony's sister, Janice, likes to have a gun held to her head while they have sex.
Yeah, who does?
Just a spoiler.
I mean, kind of, but not really. That's the extent of that
critical plot.
Yeah, playing into the plot, unless something happens with that later on. But how funny would it be to have a bazooka held to your head during sex?
That'd be tough. I have a hard enough time holding my own body up, let alone a bazooka too.
I think you just kind of have it propped.
Oh, like off to the side.
Propped up.
Yeah. Oh, man, could you imagine defending your house?
Oh, yeah. You'd really have to get far away from the house or the person.
Yeah, I feel like it takes a lot to set up a bazooka.
Really?
Fire. Just like this.
No, those ones you just shoot.
No, I mean, this all this stuff.
Like
it's not
like a javelin missile where you have to, like, paint it, which would also be hilarious. Like, someone's trying to break into your house, and you have to take out the laser designator and, like, paint the target, and then it shoots the javelin into the sky and then lands on the guy and also blows up your house.
I mean, someone's probably done it.
Yeah, what's the rule on collateral damage when it comes to protecting your home?
Yeah.
You don't have as many rights to protect your home as you might think. Hmm. I mean, you have some rights, but depends on what state you live in, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground what if states I just blow or castle, off the ground? Castle doctrine states. Which North Carolina's not. I mean, if your life
is it?
If you're in imminent danger, it doesn't matter whether you're in your home or not. Just because you're in your home, you don't have a presumptive right to self-defense.
Oh, wow. But how – it's probably pretty easy to just say – I mean, I'm always feel like I'm in danger.
Yeah. Say I kill somebody out in the street, but I have a mobile home, and I park it on top of them when I am done. How's that work?
I think you're good to go.
I'm good.
If I was your lawyer, that would be
good. Killed him in my house.
Your Honor, he was in his house.
I was in my house.
Well, sir, I've been home the whole time. That's a friend of the show, Mike Mellows, punchline.
Way to give out a punchline.
I don't think it matters. You think someone's like watching his act now and be like, oh, he spoiled it. Come to the podcast.
Well, speaking of this podcast, we have a subreddit. Yep.
We do. Do we? We have a website.
Beerme.com. We got a Reddit. Promote us. Help us out.
Feel free to buy any merch that we have for sale on the website. If you have any ideas for merch that you want, send them to us and we'll make it happen.
Tattoos, still on the table.
Yes. No. Speaking of Reddit, let me get into this theory. I was on Reddit, you know, doing a little browseroo, and came across this post. I'm just going to go ahead and just say this has very little to do with the podcast at all. but it was a viral post about this. It's Garrett. It says, Garrett, who has Down syndrome, bench pressed a school record of 355 pounds. So this like kid with Down syndrome, Shane's already like, why are we bringing this up? I
know, I'm like, what? Where's this going?
Oh, listen. So this kid like bench presses 355 pounds, very impressive because like he has really bad form. Like he doesn't have like, he's like using no leg drive and he's like very narrow grip. So like if he like was actually coached at a bench press, he would kill it.
Right.
But also good for him. My bench press is horrible. But the reason why I bring it up is because the comments are hilarious because it's everybody falling all over themselves. And I guess this is going to cause me to have to say it, but avoiding to say the phrase retard strength.
Oh, really? They're like trying to rewrite that.
Because nobody wants to be the one who says it, but they're all like, oh, but they're all like, well, growing up, we had a term for this, and it, I guess it's derogatory, and I guess we shouldn't say it now, but good for this young man. They're all like falling over themselves to be gentlemanly about this, but it's like, the name is bad. Don't call it retard strength.
Yeah, don't do that.
It is a documented phenomenon that has to do with people with Down syndrome that they have a higher tolerance for pain and they develop muscles more densely than non-people with Down syndrome.
I did not know that.
So that is based in fact. Now should we call it
that's a good, what do we call
we shouldn't call it retard strength.
No, that's very, not very appropriate.
It's not appropriate. No, but it is a thing. But I just couldn't stop laughing. Just every single comment was somebody trying to dance around that phrase.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know, I thought I was like, what a,
you didn't
what a
dance night around it at all. You just came out and
Sam said it six times.
I said
he's
six
not
times
scared.
I'm not afraid. Comedy doesn't exist anymore. You know what, also the thing, so like you'd think, okay, comedy doesn't exist anymore, I'd be afraid to say stuff like this because then I wouldn't be able to get a real job anymore. But jobs don't exist anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
But really, you can't get canceled from anything. What are you going to get? I can't get a job. Yeah, me and 20 million other Americans. Mm-hmm. We're good. I'm good, baby. And then also, the comedy doesn't exist anymore. I don't want to do Zoom comedy. Cancel me. Sometimes during the quarantine, late at night, I'm thinking about canceling myself. Life. I just get up in the middle of the night, I look in the mirror, I'm like, when is this going to end? Right, guys?
Yeah. Sam's running his tight five fastest.
It's my new five.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the deal with retard? Did you guys watch the new Seinfeld? He had 5 minutes on that.
No.
Did he really?
Yeah, he goes up and he's like, these retards.
No, he didn't.
He's strong.
Shut up. No, he didn't. Is it good? Is it good, though?
I like it. I actually like it a lot, especially that particular bit.
Yeah,
I liked it. I saw it live. I saw it at I mean, he's good at stand-up. I mean, he's like very good at it. He's not, I think people knock it because he's not saying anything of substance, because it's a lot of like, what's the deal with how come bathroom stalls don't go all the way down? But I mean, but like, technically speaking, he's like a virtuoso.
Yeah
But yeah, is he talking about like Nanette, where he like, no, nobody has raped Seinfeld as far as we know. So obviously he doesn't talk about that.
True.
Now, if someone were to do that, would he have the best material on it? Probably, because he's the best at stand-up.
He's pretty good.
Now, I guess what I'm advocating for is if you want the best version of that kind of comedy, somebody
you gotta get out there
is going to have to rape Jerry Seinfeld. Damn, this is horrible. This is what is going on here.
Yeah, it seems like, cancel me now.
I don't talk to anybody anymore.
What was the conspiracy we were going to talk about?
Oh, cats. Yeah. Here, let's get into this.
We were this close to having a wholesome episode that we could have.
This is a great one that we could actually promote.
We could have promoted it. Well, I mean, we're not allowed to cut anything anymore because it's live on YouTube. So.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't really say anything bad. I like how that's how I rationalize it. I just tell myself I didn't say anything bad, never review the tape. As far as I know, I didn't.
Well, listen, promote us, join us on the subreddit, and let's get into this. All right, guys, let's consider the common house cat. How many cats you got, Shane?
I have two. Yeah.
I have two as well.
Yeah, look at that.
Zero, and you may have zero when we're done with this show.
Are they aliens?
Hold on.
Podcast is over.
Well, first, let's consider.
I thought this before.
Let's consider this, all right? Sam is onto something here, but there are 600 million house cats in the world. That's a lot. That's a lot. Okay. Of skin. So they're the most, next to fish, they're the most domesticated animal.
So Earth is a cat lady.
And they
There's
are
less
really,
dogs than cats.
There are more domesticated cats. There's a lot more wild dogs than wild cats.
Oh wow.
A lot more. But they are prevalent, but their past is extremely murky, like incredibly murky. Right? So I'll give you, you know, like,
oh,
let's
look at that guy.
I'm going to generalize here, and there is debate on some of the things I'm about to say, but for the purpose of what I'm going to say, it doesn't matter. For about 130,000 BC, we see the first humans. Around 50,000 BC, we start to see the use of things like string. 32,000 BC, we see the first cave paintings. And
What did string have to do? Is it because cats?
Just give me a kind of a timeline of the trajectory of human development, right?
Okay, so like strings came before cats. Good.
Before cats.
We figured out string before painting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just fibers. Yeah. Just twist it. It's string.
15.
I don't know. I feel like if you get,
15,000 BC, we had Mongoloids take over Asia, right? That's what it said. That's what it said. I thought it was an offensive
term. Isn't
it
Mongols?
You mean Mongols?
I thought it was Mongols. No, it said Mongoloids in this thing.
Where'd you read this?
Yeah, what website were you on?
I mean, I was on
my blog.
Look, I'm gonna. I'll tell you, man. I'll read it. I thought the same thing, man. I thought the same.
Mongoloids.
Oh, boy, I thought it was bad. I thought so too.
Oh, it says. Okay, it might be an old. It says it was a broad division of humankind, including the indigenous peoples of East Asia, Southeast Asia, and Arctic region of North America. It said it is dated and offensive.
Oh, it is?
According to dictionary.com.
Damn it. Okay. Okay. Hold on. It's been used for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But it's applied to the correct group. I think it's accurate.
No, it still says offensive.
So, because like... is a grouping of various people indigenous to East Asia.
This is Southampton.
Is one of the traditional three races.
UK. For,
oh yeah, this is okay. Yeah, hold on. Okay, you might be because it's Mongoloid, Caucasoid, and Negroid. Yeah, these are probably not supposed to.
Yeah, these are.
Look, I am reading. I'm reading from this website.
These are no
look,
good.
I realize this is a British website. It's southampton.ac.uk. The timeline of human ancestry, evolution, and cultural development.
Oh yeah, this
and
is
it
offensive.
Says 15,000 Mongoloids colonized North America from Asia over Bering Land Bridge, or from Europe by boat.
Weird.
Mongols. I mean,
Mongols are different.
Yeah, they're different.
Well, this says Mongoloids.
Oh no, we know it says that. But what? Yeah,
I think I don't know. I actually still think it might be a valid term because Caucasoid.
Well, look, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just telling you what the things.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Right? Next one.
I'm interested.
Look, we had then in that same time period we had the first domesticated dogs, right? 15,000 BC. 11,000 BC, we saw the first domesticated sheep. In 10,000 BC, domestication of pigs and goats. In 7,000 BC. Domestication of horses and cattle. We still don't have domesticated cats.
Oh, damn.
In fact.
Yeah. What time is this?
This is 7,000 BC. And then we get to Egypt.
9,000 years ago.
We get to Egypt. And not only do we see domesticated cats in Egypt around 6,000 BC, but they are revered.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, we don't have any, this is like an incredibly murky past. Like, we don't have any cultures that have domesticated cats. Then we get to Egypt, one of the most sophisticated cultures to ever exist. And not only do they have domesticated cats, they worship them, right? Like, in ancient Egypt, cats were as revered as human beings were. It was a capital offense to kill a cat. If you killed a cat, you were killed.
Good.
The owners would have their cats embalmed and they were mummified in their burials.
Oh,
cats were mourned when they died and they had legitimate like full-blown cat cemeteries on the banks of the Nile River.
Oh,
and the sun god Ra, you guys know Ra.
Yeah.
He was sometimes depicted as a cat, right? So it's baffling that we go from nothing to a culture that absolutely worships domesticated cats. And Egyptians claim that cats, domesticated cats, were a gift delivered by their gods. Like the gods came down and were like, here.
Thank you.
These live. So
it was Carol Gaskin. She just came down. And
is it Carol? Carol know. Baskin.
Baskin, yeah, the Baskin Robbins. I don't know. I watched
cats
the show
and
once.
Cool kittens. Cats.
I heard everything. I had my headphones in. I got a package. So
all right. Well,
I think I got your microphone.
Oh, thanks. Just kidding. Cats burst on the scene. Now, the actual first cat that archaeologists have ever found, they believe, is from the very bizarre island of Cyprus. Do you guys know anything about the island of Cyprus?
Yeah, they got
very, very bizarre place. And what's even more bizarre is, one, that Cyprus is an island, and they found the remains of what is assuredly a domesticated cat.
Oh.
Which begs the question, like, how do you get a domesticated cat on an island? Because you can't,
They don't like water.
They don't like water.
But I don't understand. What do you mean, on a boat?
That's true. Well, a boat would work. A boat would work.
Where would it have come from, though, is the question. Because in order to have a domesticated cat that you brought to Cyprus, you would have to have domesticated cats. And we don't have anywhere that has domesticated cats.
Oh, right.
They found one in Cyprus.
Unless they originated there.
But how would you originate a domesticated animal on an island without also having wild fossils?
I have no idea.
You can't do that. It's like all of a sudden on Cyprus, just one day, boom, there's a domesticated cat. They're like, well, where did that come from? Look, it's an archaeological mystery as to why cats all of a sudden.
How do they know that cat was domesticated via the archaeological?
Had a collar.
It's non-native.
There you go.
They were like, why would you bring a wild cat onto an island? It just seems like
you're so cute.
Yeah, or you got a rat problem.
I mean, its that size too. And shape and its teeth structure suggested that it's a pretty well preserved skull, right?
So, but you're telling me that the Egyptians are like that annoying cat subreddit where they're like, look at this fluffy chunk.
Is that what
the Egyptians were like?
Yeah, thought cats were.
I'm glad they're dead.
They thought they were better than humans. They were like,
look at this fluffy chunk.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, that's enough.
And if you think about it now,
this civilization.
what some people have suggested is that we domesticated dogs 10,000-ish years earlier because we were hunters, and dogs proved to be such valuable partners in our hunting cultures. Mm. And then as humans became more domesticated and we began farming more, that domesticated cats became better partners because they were actually really good at keeping rodents at bay.
Yeah, they're good for the house.
They're good for the house.
If you're going out to go get, like, you're trying to go get
Yeah.
Yes. Well, theoretically, yeah. But people are quick to point out a couple facts. Fact number one is that cats don't actually like to kill rats. They don't. That's not something they normally do. They're not in terms of like hunting down.
Yeah, because rats are huge.
Rats are huge, right?
They like to fight.
I mean, mice, they will, but rats, you know.
There are some rats that are. I wouldn't want my cat to try to fight a rat because there's a good chance my cat wouldn't survive.
Yeah. And also, other people point out is that if you wanted to domesticate an animal to help with like farming and keeping pests away from crops and things, cats are an odd choice because they're nocturnal, right? Like, it's a very odd animal for us to be bonded with because essentially they're largely asleep when we're awake. Like, they're not an animal that we can have a real personal relationship with.
How fucking dare you?
Yeah.
Wait, what is this fucking slanderous bullshit?
Well, it just points out that, like, I mean, now it's a little bit different.
I sleep a lot during the day.
Yeah, but we're not talking about now, because now we have all kinds of things that allow us to stay up later at night.
Drugs.
Like we feed our animals. We buy food. There's a lot of reasons why. We're talking about 6,000 BC. It's just
It's like by 6 o'clock, you're just like, once the sun goes down, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like, time to go to bed.
Better get tired.
Well, so there's a couple other weird things about cats. To this day, do you know they don't understand how cats can purr?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, like they don't understand. Like,
what's going on?
Do not have an organ that should allow them to purr. Like, the best guess is that it's a neural oscillator, where people have posited this idea that there's a neural oscillator, which some kind of thing in their brain, which allows them to oscillate something in their throat to make this purr. People are like, well, why do they have that? That doesn't make any sense. Like, what? It doesn't serve any evolutionary reason. The vibrations
healing
on
properties.
It are,
that's what I've heard.
It's what?
Healing properties.
Yeah. Maybe.
Is that what we're going to talk about? Because cats, the frequency that they purr at promotes cell health.
Yes,
cell
that's
growth.
True. Mm-hmm.
Well, cats. Well, we're going to talk about cats and their mysterious.
That's why I shove
health.
Them. That's why I make my cats sit next to my penis.
Yeah.
And purr. Just try to encourage it to get longer.
Does that work?
That's about as best as my jokes are going to be this episode, folks.
This is like a super fun week. Topic, and now we're stuck in down strength. All right.
I mean, I came out of the gate pretty hot. I had some hot takes. Let's talk about special needs people. Let's talk about some
well,
else.
Have you, here's a question. I don't have an answer to this, but I'm going to posit this question.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld getting raped. That was what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hot take. Ever wonder why cats suddenly wake up?
You sound like Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with cats getting up?
They run out of the room. Have you ever seen that where they just wake up and they bolt out of the room?
Yeah.
Suddenly?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're suddenly called to another
place? Oh, like sometimes they'll just wake up and they're like,
meh. They're like, yeah. Just like gone, right? Okay. Any idea why they do that?
They don't actually like me and they feel like they're being held captive, and sometimes they wake up and they're like, Jesus, I'm still here.
Or they farted themselves awake and they got scared.
That's your cat specifically.
Yeah, very true.
Just woke up and the smell was just like,
oh yeah,
I'm dying. Okay.
So why do they do that?
Here's a couple other facts about cats.
You didn't answer the question. Ever wonder why?
I don't know why. That's one of the things they don't understand about cats.
Damn, mystery unsolved.
Cats will wake up and run out of the other room.
You're just asking us questions about cats now.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
Also, can your mic get a little bit closer to your mouth? You're a little bit quiet. No. That's fine.
Well,
next episode will be good.
Yeah, it'll be great. cats are, this is one of my favorite ones. Cats are one of the few animals who can do anti-gravitational rotation and stop in mid-free fall. So what that is a long way of saying is, you know that cats always land on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. So they have studied what?
It's not always true.
That's not what the fact. Not always. That fact is a misinterpretation of what it is. What it is that a cat can survive a fall from almost any height as long as it lands on its feet. Cats don't always land on their feet. They know to rotate them. So they can rotate themselves in air, but there are times there's like a certain distance, like if they fall from a height that's high enough to hurt them, but not high enough to give them enough time to rotate, they can get hurt. Also, mm-hmm. if they hit stuff on the way down, they can get hurt.
Yep, tree branches.
Right. But if they land on their feet, they never reach a velocity that's fast enough that their legs can't stop them from being injured from.
Because they're like a little kitty parachute.
Well,
yeah.
What?
I know a lot about cats.
What's fascinating about their ability to rotate. So like a cat.
Right,
a cat,
they can rotate themselves. Yeah, they'll right themselves in air. So they
right,
land on their
but,
feet.
But which I knew, but what I didn't know, which scientists say is what we don't understand so much so that we're studying it. Like NASA studies falling cats. I did not know this. But the idea is that like as a cat's falling, it rotates, but it has anti-rotational properties, right? So it doesn't just keep rotating, right?
How can it rotate
and stop, which is what we can't get rocket ships to do very well. like when rocket ships, we have to thrust them the other way.
Oh, right.
Right. So it's like, how, what's the mechanism that makes them stop?
How does it
like,
that stop is so, the momentum of its rotation?
Yeah, that, I mean, that defies every laws of physics that we know. Like body in motion stays in motion. What is the force that allows them to just stop right
Maybe
there?
Maybe they're just good enough at timing the rotation enough where they can stop rotating themselves that it keeps them. I don't know. I'm not.
Or don't they like finish rotating like right as they land most times? Aren't they just good at timing it completely? So really, we don't know if they can stop themselves other than the ground stopping them.
No, I think they. Do you think they wait until the end?
Yeah, I would.
I think they start rotating.
That's a cool move.
I think as soon as they start to fall, you see them rotating.
Seems like it, yeah.
We gotta get I'll some start caps. My, to I'm, drop. I'm, I
got
some
well, look, don't start next, looking because they've
episode,
done.
I'm like
some
my fucking kids are dead.
They've done some pretty gruesome experiments trying to figure this out.
Okay, we're gonna drop this cat out of this building. See if he writes itself before the dynamite explodes.
Hey, you're watching Jackass. I'm Cat Steve-O, and this is dropping me out of a window and see if I rotate.
Well,
with a toy car on my ass.
I didn't know this. Did you guys know that if you die and you're just at home with your cats, that your cats will eat you?
Absolutely. And they'll start with your face. They'll eat your face first.
They'll eat your face off. They'll eat you.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is actually kind of sweet because they don't even want to be, they don't want to be reminded that you're dead.
No, I think it's because they kiss you. They're like, I love you so much. They kiss you so much that your skin gets mostly chomped off your face.
No, like a dog is like eating your body and then keeping your face, and then you're remembering because a dog.
Oh
a
yeah,
dog
yeah.
will eventually eat you. It's just that a cat will eat you sooner.
Yeah, they have faster metabolisms.
A cat will get hungry and immediately be like, "Ah, fuck it, let's eat him." Where a dog will be like, "I don't want to fucking do it."
A dog will eat you if it has no other options.
But
a cat will just be like.
Yeah. No, a cat will not eat you if it doesn't have options. It'll given no options, a cat will eat you sooner.
Yes.
A dog will hold out longer.
Because it loves your face.
I think a cat will eat you right. I mean, that's what I read. It will eat.
No, because I'm asleep. It's not like my cats are hungry and my cats wake me up to feed them. They don't wake me up by trying to eat me.
Well, they because they know you're alive.
I mean, you're pretty cold and clammy.
Is that really? That's grim. The only thing is, like if I had like apnea and I stopped breathing for a second, they'd start chomping on me, and they're like, "Oh fuck!"
I mean,
oh,
I don't
fuck.
Think right away, but I think okay. Well,
it's cold.
And this is going to get back to what Sam said earlier: is if you ever pull the ears back on a cat, right?
Which like, they don't like.
They don't like. They look. Remarkably like aliens. Like
yeah, they look like you ever watch War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
They look like the alien the new one. They look like the my cat one of my cats looks exactly like the aliens from War of the Worlds, their face.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, cats have so the theory that all of this lends itself to, which is out on the internet, is that cats are actually alien creatures.
Here we go.
That were placed here on Earth in order to provide surveillance to aliens on what humans are doing.
Oh, motherfucker.
And this explains so much cat behavior, right?
They're like why do they drones?
They're like organic drones that were brought here to Egypt to watch us. And this explains, for example, one of the most mysterious parts of a cat, which is their eyes, right? Cats have vertically slit eye pupils, which is like extremely rare. Like it's not found even in wild. Only domesticated house cats have that.
Snakes have it.
Snakes do, but cats are the like the one.
Are
of the,
cats lizard people?
Well, it's an alien. People think that that's an alien
attribute.
Attribute, yeah. And then. They have these weird forms of communication. That's why they run out of the room real quick.
Right.
It's because they're like receiving or transmitting communications that they have to be in a certain location. Now, I know this sounds.
They don't
sounds,
get good signal.
Yeah.
I mean, or they're just supposed to be somewhere where they like.
Because they're whispering an alien to themselves.
Maybe somewhere
clearly,
in time.
They're like, you're like, what are you doing over there? Like, meow.
But here are some signs, right?
Can I pause you real fast? If they are surveilling us, they literally have the most embarrassing moments in my life. Just
totally.
Because it's just be like, you're my babe, you're my favorite little man. You're the sweetest little man I ever met in my life. You're my little bug. I love you so much. And then just like the aliens are like, what the fuck is this? They're just like watching this.
And your girlfriend's like, why are you talking to the cats when we're in bed?
Right. And well, it's also, also the amount of times they've seen us.
That's so funny that if they sent cats, which sent cats out into the universe to try to find a native species that they could breed with. And some guy's like, look, I don't know about Earth. Let me show you some footage of this guy.
It's just me, like, I love you so much.
Hello, buddy.
You're my little buddy. Like, here's a question. And this might go to the theory. So I think if they're like little drones and they're surveilling us, I'm sure they want to collect samples of like bodily fluids, which leads me to my next question. Anytime we have sex or there's cum anywhere, immediately as soon as we open the door and let the cats in.
That is on the list. Yes.
Is it on there? They dart immediately for cum. They immediately
They say that cats have a peculiar interest in collecting our DNA.
Yes.
Like anytime they have a phenomenal interest in our hair follicles and our semen. Like they are like
I can 100% confirm.
They're like sometimes a cat just is walking around just collecting DNA. It's like the weirdest.
Any like wet spot on the mattress or like, or if like there's cum in my pants or because as soon as we're done with sex, they'll come in, they'll jump on the bed and they'll start sniffing the bed. I'm like, dude, you guys gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah, weirdos. Yeah.
But so then I kind of let him do it because it's kind of funny. That Heather go to the bathroom to go like shower and I'll just like, watch him do it because it's hilarious. Is that abuse?
It might be. Not if they like it. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not making him do it.
PETA's already on our trail, man.
I'm not making him do it. I think it's different if like you jerk off on your cat. Like, I think it's funny when I do think it's hilarious.
Both
when they start like
funny.
Smelling my cum.
Yeah.
I'm not making him do it.
Yeah. You're not. Okay. Well, look. Cats
have a long history
of being engaged.
Shane, can you confirm this phenomenon or no? Are you not?
I can't. No, I've never had that happen.
They have no interest in cum.
No, I usually just go right in their litter box and then I cover it, and they don't never know it was in the room.
You told me I got a couple cum slips.
Cats have a long history of surveillance. Yes. Cultures after cultures have. The eyes of a cat, the cat eyes have kind of been a symbol of surveillance throughout their history, going back into ancient Egypt, right? Is that like, basically like cats are constantly watching and their eyes are extremely camera-like. They're able to adjust and see in places that many animals cannot. I mean, they just have phenomenal eyesight, way, way beyond what their evolutionary needs are, which is baffling again to scientists.
And my cat's eyes make this sound.
Have you ever seen them blink their third eyelid?
Yeah.
Cats have a strange.
Yeah, that shit's gross.
You know, like just like that's like them like taking a still shot, like a.
Oh yeah.
I do have a question that I will say there is one flaw in the design of them being a surveillance device.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we touched on it, is what would be the benefit of them sleeping during most of our daily activity?
Good point.
That seems like a design flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, they're sleeping. They might be transmitting. There might be a download phase where they're just downloading.
Yeah, but why
stuff?
Wouldn't they do that when we're not doing anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe they can run tests on us while we're sleeping.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I don't know, man.
Maybe it was an evolutionary mistake.
Let's think. Let's
some
table that. Here's another one I think that is. Cat. I this makes sense now when I read it, but I had never thought of it. But cats are extremely interested in water, but they're afraid of it. Like they're fascinated by water. Like they'll play with it.
Like me and women.
And like.
Am I right, fellas?
Terrified.
But they're terrified of them, right? They're like terrified of women.
My cats aren't afraid of water.
No, mine aren't. They're curious about it.
Uh-oh. The cats have interrupted Justin's internet. This happened last time.
It did.
Like, we really need to get Justin a setup that isn't dog shit.
Yeah, put a pin in
cat shit.
Hey, ooh.
don't know. Me and you, Shane, we've got cats.
Yeah, we got cats.
And what do you? I have often, and I'm not just saying this just because we're talking about this. I've often thought that it is very strange. Like, cats do look at you in a very strange and peculiar way. Mm-hmm. Like, they do feel like they do seem like they're observing you.
Oh yeah,
than a dog would.
Yeah, right? I think that's true. Dogs are just in their own world, man. They don't give a
right.
Shit.
Cats seem very present and like mm-hmm. they're very much like always kind of like documenting what you're doing. But I do think a knock against this is that they do sleep during most of the activity.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I think that was just a mistake on their part, dropping those things off. And they're like, we had to, like, you know, you put a fan direction a different way. They just had the button switch.
Yeah, but what are they? I'd really be devastated if my boys didn't, you know, were just spying on me.
Yeah, what's there to spy?
I don't know if I care.
Yeah. I mean, you have an iPhone, so you don't care that much.
That is true. But I really do that thing with the cum. Listeners, if you can, don't leave me out to dry on this. If you guys, hello.
Oh, hey. Okay.
You know,
what,
don't mention that because otherwise, because I'm about to edit the podcast. hey, don't worry about it. We're back. Yes. Well, I'm not editing this. we talked about cats while you were gone.
All right. Well, I'm back.
Honestly, this is the best topic to potentially have you drop out on.
Because we know what we're talking about.
We were talking about water. Their bizarre curiosity with water, which, as we know, would make sense if you were from the universe, because water is in such short supply, right? But
they're afraid of it.
Well, I think
like they have a reverence for it. They're interested in it, but they're cautious around it. That's not to, like, not to waste.
Or whoever's flying the drone is very interested in water. We need to understand.
My cats are obsessed with the sink. They love watching water drip in the sink. Mm-hmm. Love it. They're like,
how much does that cost you a month? Just letting them watch water drip.
If it costs me anything, I don't care. But water is included in the building.
Oh, good. Just let it drip. Turn it on and watch that.
You know, they're always, we have like a shitty kind of, our sink kind of sucks. So sometimes it'll just be like leaking a little bit and they'll be like, ooh, what's going on here?
Ooh, what is it?
We bought them a water fountain the other day.
Yeah, we got those.
Very happy. Very happy with the purchase.
Just try a chocolate fountain. Beer me.
Ooh. Like that.
Try that.
Like cats can't have chocolate. They'll die. It's toxic.
How about a beef fountain?
I've given theobromine.
Chocolate. Mm. Theobromine and chocolate will cause them to die.
Yes, it will.
And I will kill myself if my cats die. Right. I haven't told my girlfriend this, but if once our cats die, I plan to end my life. I'm not going to get another cat to replace them. I'm going to kill myself.
Cats seem to communicate with invisible signals, right? Cats.
5G.
Seem oddly to be able to communicate telepathically. This is part of why, you guys probably know, but there was a huge cat purging during the medieval era.
I heard about this. They would just kill them, right?
They would throw them from bell towers. They would have rituals, and they would just, like, there was this real fear that, I mean,
wouldn't that not work?
Wouldn't they? Twins.
They land on their feet, and they're like, damn.
They were corrupt. Come on. No.
They would drown them often.
One country still celebrates this, and they have a fake cat purging every as a holiday in Belgium.
Crazy. I support the purging of fake cats. I would kill somebody if I think I would.
You John Wick yourself?
I feel like I'm very Tony Soprano esque in that I don't really care if people are ever harmed, but like as soon as an animal is harmed, he like loses.
Oh, then you're just flip out.
Yeah, that means you're not a serial killer.
Oh, really? But I don't really care when people get hurt.
No, but that's, you know. I don't know.
I care, but like I don't like viscerally get like. I could rationalize them like they probably did something stupid. But cats, they're pure of heart.
Pure of heart.
Well, I don't know about that. I know there's people listening to this podcast who are on board. They're in on this. But then there's people out there that they're like, you know what? This sounds like the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Cats are alien. Biological spy drones. And it's like, well, hold your horses, because let me give you a little bit of facts that support this crazy outlandish theory. How about this?
Okay.
1929, two Princeton University professors Ernest Glendweaver and his assistant, Charles William Bray. They were studying the cat's auditory or auditory nerve and how it perceives sound. And they ran a fascinating experiment. And they hooked up to the cat's auditory nerve. They hooked up a telephone wire and they ran it from the telephone wire from the nerve 50 feet into another room and hooked it up to a telephone through a soundproof wall.
Hello, is this cat?
And it worked. They turned the cat into a telephone and the guy could talk into the cat's ear and the guy on the phone could hear it clearly.
I don't understand what does that mean now?
Go ahead.
What does it look? They hooked it up to other parts of the cat and it didn't work. They hooked it up to other animals. It didn't work. But when you hook a telephone wire up to a cat's nerve, a cat's ear and its auditory nerve will transmit the sound of the human voice via telephone wire.
Damn.
And what were they trying to prove with that?
They were trying to understand how cats' ears work because they are baffling. And that actually led to some of the ways that we do cochlear implants, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. But now they also killed that cat and it didn't work anymore. So the cat.
Oh no.
When the cat died, it didn't work.
Yeah. When the cat died. Yeah. There was some dark stuff.
Science is weird, dude.
Yeah.
Skip a lot of that stuff. Shane doesn't like that stuff.
Well, in the 1960s,
I got you, dog.
Thanks, bro.
1960s. Our friends over at the CIA, they took this information and they launched Operation Acoustic Kitty.
Ooh, that sounds dirty.
Anyone ever heard of Project Acoustic Kitty?
No.
Well, what they did is this was a covert operative. And what they did is they installed a microphone into the ear, into the auditory nerve of a cat. And then they put a small radio transmitter underneath its skin, and they basically turned domesticated house cats into drones that they could then release into Russia and various places. And they gave people cats, and those cats would walk around, and they could listen to everything that they needed to using cats.
But wouldn't those cats like get bored and walk away?
Yeah,
that became one of the problems. One of the reasons. It's actually really interesting because like the first cat apparently who they tried this with, again, it's gruesome, is like was totally disoriented and bolted out in the street, got hit by a car. And then people were like, yeah, this is not working. But other CIA agents were like, it actually worked super well. It worked so well that we pretended that it didn't work so we could keep doing it.
And
that's how they collected so much intelligence during the Cold War. Was through these mic'd up cats.
Russians loved cats.
Yeah, and they're just like, in fact,
let us discuss our plans in secret, but do not leave out Mr. I don't know. What's the name?
There was one story.
What's
where
a good Russian cat name?
Vladimir.
Commandant.
Oh yeah.
Something. I don't know. God damn it. I tried to come up with a funny cat Russian name.
Man, if you had kept that improv class, you could have had that one.
UCB's canceled forever. I'll never get good at this podcast.
There was also a story.
Mother of God.
British politician. Okay, with this British politician. He got his cat disappeared, and then he is in the process of moving. And then when he moved, like his cat suddenly reappeared.
Oh, that's sketchy.
People were like, don't trust that cat. And they like did a scan of it, and it had been bugged. They don't know who bugged it, but somebody captured his cat.
They bugged a cat?
Yeah, that's what the Acoustic Kitty was. They've been bugging cats since the 1960s, right? Because cats are masters of surveillance, and you can basically turn their body into a radio transmitter and collects. Yeah, Project Acoustic. There's even a picture.
Where would they put it?
Look,
in the ear.
Look at But Google Acoustic Kitty and look at images, and you'll see like the it was the same MK Ultra documents also had Acoustic Kitty in them. So people, when they were declassified, is when they found out about Project Acoustic Kitty.
Dang!
Oh wow! Okay, so a microphone inside the ear canal.
Yep.
Antenna wire along the spine and a transmitter and power supply. How I feel like you really would notice this.
No.
Why wouldn't you? Your cat would have had all of these like cuts on it.
They no, just the cuts,
what they what heal. They what they found to be problematic is they could not get the cats to stay where they wanted to stay or do it.
Of course.
Like yeah.
So you get like half of a thing, and then all of a sudden it'd just be sitting on the top of the fridge, and you'd be like, well, yeah. "This is useful."
It's like, we can only record fridge convos.
Well, so here's a couple other things about cats that they lend themselves to this theory that aliens placed cats here to surveillance human beings. I would guess probably so for the impending alien takeover would be my guess. But
okay, yeah.
Maybe they're just scouts. I don't know. But the people, a lot of people are allergic to cats. An insane amount of people are allergic to cats, which again begs the question, why would we domesticate an animal that so many people are allergic to? And it has to do with this FLD1 protein that causes much of the allergies that, you know, it's in cat dander and cat saliva and things. Here's the weird thing, though. This protein that's allergic to humans, humans are allergic to, it has no apparent use. It's not found anywhere else on Earth. And it has no apparent evolutionary purpose for cats. It just seems like one scientist said, it's as alien of a thing as we have. We just don't understand it. It's just an odd protein that human beings are not compatible with that cats have, which again is weird because cats have been involved in our lives for 8,000 years. It's like, why do they have this thing?
Yeah, why not breathe that out?
Yep. And even stranger is what's called toxoplasmosis.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
We all have it. We all have it, man.
What do you know about it?
It controls my thoughts and actions.
I probably have it right at this point.
You know where it comes from?
Cat poop. Yeah.
You know what this plasmosis does to human beings?
What?
In healthy adults, it has been linked to obesity, brain cancer, schizophrenia.
Uh-oh.
Some people think that the bacteria, the parasite, can manipulate human personality and behavior, causing them to be attracted to cats and to be maneuvered by them. So essentially, cats have a parasite that can affect human beings in such a way that it can cause them to be easily manipulated by cats, which sounds a lot like sorcery, which sounds a lot like why in the medieval ages they just purged cats.
Yeah.
They're like, these motherfuckers are spying on us. And then they're controlling us. And if they don't let them control us, they're causing us schizophrenia and brain cancer, right?
Damn.
And so.
I'm just saying, for as much as I've been shit on by my cat, if he had it, I have it. It's one of those things. You can't put a mask on his ass.
But it doesn't affect them like it affects you, though, right?
Oh, no, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's why Sam has turned into a little bitch with his cat. They're manipulating him.
Sam was so hard. And now he's so
I
hard
did
for cats.
I really had not had I did not have real feelings until I got cats.
Yeah, you changed. They changed you, man,
for the better, dude. I was a psychopath.
Well,
yeah, you just needed something to love.
You were funnier.
I needed to connect to be able to connect to other life.
I'm not doing mushrooms yet. I need a cat.
That is true. I think now that I have the mushrooms, I could probably, the cats thing is no longer an issue.
Yeah.
Cats or drugs? Pick one of those.
Both.
Cats.
Why'd I got to get rid of it? Oh, I have to pick? I have to decide?
No. I'm just saying they have a very similar
parents very similar cat, keep the cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Mushrooms turn you into a cat, basically. Super sensitive.
That's fine.
Eyes, constantly surveilling people.
I think that's great.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with being a cat, baby.
So, what are we at? Like, we're at an hour.
We're almost done, yeah. You have your final thoughts?
Well, let me just sum it up for you guys.
Okay.
That common house cat that you and Shane love so much, your little boys there, they're actually alien drones.
Okay.
It's fine with
biological drones that were sent here by aliens. That's why they look like aliens. That's why they have all these weird properties. That's why they weren't domesticated until like 10,000 years after dogs. It's why that we're so allergic to them. It's why they seem to communicate telepathically with each other. It's why they purr, because it's part of their communication system with their extraterrestrial creators. And that's the theory, man. Hmm. And I don't know if this one is true or not. I just thought it was really fun. I had a great time researching this one. I think the most compelling stuff to me was the fact that they just appeared sort of out of nowhere in Egypt. And they went from like not being a part of human life to being revered. Like these cats just came. And so, you know, like all of a sudden, like cats are seen as like gods. And there was just no slow build up to that. That's very bizarre to me.
Yeah, that's weird.
So that's probably my final thought is like, I don't really, this one is I don't care if it's real or not. I just think it's kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I like this one.
All right. Yeah. My final thoughts. Yes, cats are special and different. we love them for being them, whether they're alien drones or not. I will say they do act weird. They're weird. That's why I love them. They're special. And fucking, if they're drones, keep listening to me. Keep getting stuff off of Sam's mattress. That's totally fine. You are loved and welcome in my life. Cats.
Did you guys see the movie?
No, fuck.
Which
no.
one?
The Cats.
Okay, yeah. There's a few movies that you could have been referring to.
Well, I'm referring to that one. Heather and I watched it. Oh, we like skimmed through it. She was so annoyed that I decided to watch that movie. I was like, oh, we should watch it. I was like, we should hate watch it, but it's like, it's tough.
I bet. Yeah.
Tough to hate watch?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's uncomfortable, you know?
Uncomfortably bad.
Well, it's just because, like, they're very off-putting. They look very weird. Also, extremely sexual. And I don't know. But my final thoughts on this whole thing. I've oftentimes found my cats looking at me strangely, seeming to stare at me, trying to see like
drinking my
semen. What? No, but I don't know. I could see it. I believe it. But if that's the case, I'm okay with it. You know?
Are they making you say this, Sam?
Probably, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, actually, hold on. Yes, they made me say all that stuff at the beginning of the podcast too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am not responsible. That's my final thoughts. I have toxic plasmosis, and anything I say is a factor of the
That's a
the
good defense,
in my brain.
I think. It's a good defense.
Your Honor, my client has two cats and is suffering from toxoplasmosis. Therefore, he is guilty, but he's innocent.
He had no choice in the matter.
Almost said he was guilty. I must have gotten toxoplasmosis from my client as well. Well,
man,
for pregnancies?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
man, like when you're pregnant, like when we had cats when my wife was pregnant, and I had to change the litter box 100% of the time.
That sucks.
So I got rid
Fuck
of the cats.
That shit.
There you go.
I just got rid of the cats, man.
Get rid of the kid, baby.
I like outdoor cats, man. Let them go outdoors.
Ew.
Street cats?
It is gross, dude.
What are you talking about? They're awesome, man.
Getting nasty.
Come see me when you want me.
No, because they come to your house. Because cats get on stuff that dogs don't.
Yeah. Like your dick.
No. Well, no, because cats will, like, climb on, like, they'll, like, walk across a countertop. They'll, like,
they'll go all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll
and you can't have you can't have an outdoor cat doing that shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're such a germaphobe, aren't
also,
you?
If a cat came in with a dead bird in its mouth,
awesome. Way that's to go.
That's the easiest thing they could bring in. We usually would get, like, the back half of a vole.
Like, what did you say, a vole?
Yeah.
That's horrific.
I thought you said a Volvo, and I was like, that's a hell of a
That's horrific.
Yeah, absolutely. I clean that up a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're predators, man. Go get your get your meat, dog. Get your meat in there, puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, this has been fun, man. You know.
Thanks for giving us some cat stuff.
Yeah, we'll be back to the hard-hitting world of Plandemic next
yeah episode. We should do that, dude. We should talk about a little. We should make we should try to make our own
make our own Plandemic video.
Yeah, make our own viral coronavirus misinformation thing. That's just a big ad. That's just advertising for the podcast.
I am so good at making up fake facts.
Clearly.
Great at it.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Well, look, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
thanks for listening. I'm Sam Azzotti.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
See you.